Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Section 1050.7 of the official MTA Rules of Conduct, subheading Rules Surrounding Disorderly Conduct. No person on or in any facility or conveyance shall litter, dump garbage, liquids, or other matter. 2. Smoke or carry an open flame or lighted match. 3. Sleep or doze where such activity may be hazardous to others. 4. Create any sound through the use of any sound production device. But apparently that no longer includes cell phones. Nowhere in there is there a clause that says, riders shall cause no annoyance through loud conversation along the lines of, I'm running 10 minutes late, I'll be there soon, or I thought you were going to pick up milk on your way home, or sell all my shares of Google now. In other words, no reference to annoying cell phone calls. Well, they may have to amend the byline soon because, as we've been mentioning, cell phone service is now up and running in 6 subway stations underground with plans to expand it even further over the next 16 months or so. Pete Donahue, transportation reporter for the Daily News, is with us. Pete, welcome back to WNYC. You're not in a subway station right now, or are you?
No, I'm not. I'm actually at MTA headquarters. We just had the Jay Walder's final board meeting, and so I've commandeered an office here and using their phone.
Jay Walder's final board meeting sounds like a real party.
It was a love fest.
But not as much as the one we're doing as an experiment right now on these subway platforms with cell phone service. All morning we've been asking Brian Lehrer Show listeners to make their way to one of these stations along 14th Street, the 6th Avenue, 7th Avenue, and 8th Avenue stops, or the 8th Avenue and 23rd Street stop, and then wait for a text with instructions. Well, we just sent them their instructions, and it reads, okay, you want a platform? If so, start waving with your left hand. Look around. Anyone else doing the same? Say hello. Either way, call 212-433-WNYC to report. 212-433-9692 to report. So, Pete Donahue, as we wait for a few phone calls to come in, our first ever on-the-air phone calls from a subway platform, tell us why these stops.
Well, I mean, these are under the contract, they were going to do six stations. I guess they figured, you know, Manhattan, you always get your biggest bang for your buck in Manhattan. These are stations that are fairly close to each other. You know, there's just not going to start
all right
at the edge of the city.
Well, we'll talk about the policy more in a minute, but let's talk to some of these people who are calling in. Here's Jonathan at the 8th Avenue and 14th Street stop. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, it's Brian. You're on the air.
All right. Awesome. Well, so, I just have somebody from WNYC just walked up to me, saw me waving my left elbow.
That is cool. How many people were there waving their left elbows?
I didn't see anybody else.
So
their elbows or their arms.
I can't hear you.
I
can't hear you over the train noise. How many hundreds?
That would be 0 hundreds.
I gotcha. So what does it feel like talking on a cell phone on the subway platform?
It feels like a lot of, hang on, a train is coming. I'm going to have to go soon.
I guess so. So, all right. Well, I hope you get some good WNYC swag from our producer.
I missed what you just said there.
Another perfect representation of life talking on a cell phone on a subway platform. I said, I hope you get some good WNYC swag from our producer. And thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care, man. I hope your train comes. Lynn at the 14th Street and 7th Avenue stop. Lynn, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's fine.
It's so quiet there. Why is it so quiet?
Yeah, all the trains just pulled out, 3 in a row. So.
Now, you got the 1, 2, and the 3 going in both directions. That's a really busy stop.
Yep, and then one's coming now.
I hear it. So what's it like talking on a cell phone on the subway platform?
I love it. It's quite time. I think, like, in the rest of the world, people use cell phones to stay in touch, and in New York, if you're going to be in the subway, you're out for, like, up to an hour sometimes or more. So
how do you think you'll use it as, you know, the number two express goes rolling into the station? Not to have intimate, meaningful conversations, right?
No, actually, I think that the way I'll use it most is I'm blind and I can't, like, read a print newspaper and stuff. And I get this stuff online and now I can, you know, get onto the Internet and read a paper on the train like everyone else.
Very cool.
So I like that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Absolutely.
And Claudio, back at 23rd. Oh, this is the 23rd and 8th. Now, that's a local stop where the C and the E come. Claudio, it sounds like the A Express is rumbling through, yeah?
Local just arrived uptown, and I see local downtown just arrived. So there are two trains in the station, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. But you didn't say the B train, B as in boy, did you?
No, the C as in Charlie.
Yeah, the C train goes to 23rd and 8th. What's it like talking on a phone when the subway trains are going?
Well, first I'm waving my left arm and feeling kind of foolish since there's no one else around. But it's a little conspicuous. You're talking on the phone, and the few people that are around are looking at you kind of strangely. So, but it's actually kind of cool.
And it'll get less and less strange, I guess, as more people realize that this is a possibility, and they all pull out their cell phones, and the cacophony begins.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for participating, Claudio. Anything else you want to say? You get 30 seconds of open phones.
Sorry?
I'll give you as, you know, a prize for taking part. 30 seconds of open phones. Anything you want to say about Chris Christie, Obama, anything?
I wish Obama would listen to what people are saying and start to get his act together and really run the country. Quit kowtowing to the Republicans and do what we elected him to do.
Thank you very much.
As the E-train arrives.
As an E-train arrives. Claudio, good luck. Get on the E-train. Go wherever you're going, and thank you for doing this with us. Okay, and we're back with Pete Donahue, the subway reporter for the Daily News. Well, Pete, it doesn't sound like we turned out thundering hordes. Since we had the wave your left arm experiment, it seems like one – what's the sound of one arm waving?
Well, it's a start. It's a start. I think a lot of people still don't know that it's a possibility. But I think what you saw there is I don't think there'll be many long conversations between – people above ground and on the subway platform. I was walking around yesterday, and between announcements and trains and a guy playing the steel drums or what have you, you know, maybe you get like 30 seconds before you're drowned out.
Yeah, and we got a pretty good sample of what that sounds like, I think, from the noise in the background from our callers. Our producer, Jody Avergon, was at one of those platforms as we were taking those calls. Jody, are you there?
I'm here, Brian.
Are you calling from the platform?
I am. I'm actually in the tunnel between the L train and the 2-3, and the reception is pretty good all the way through the tunnel, but I did experience my first ever subway dropped call. I was on hold, and it dropped, and I had to call you back, so not everything's perfect.
Now, were you able to go up to our first caller, who I think was at the same station as you, and give them some WNYC swag?
No, I was on the L platform when I heard that, so I was actually hustling over to try and track her down because I got a bag full of pens and whatnot. I'm going to try and track her down and give it to her.
Uh-huh. But I guess the news that you're reporting is it's not only on the platform as you're waiting for the train, but as you're walking through the tunnel to go from the 8th Avenue line to the L train.
Exactly. And I think that it's going to be a while before people, you know, find out that this is a possibility, but also, you know, it's going to be a while before subway trains or platforms are connected to one another so that you could actually use your phone over the course of a trip. For now, it's really standing on a platform, and as you heard, it's incredibly loud. I don't think I'd realized how loud a subway platform can be until I was trying to, you know, listen to the show while I was on hold.
Is anybody looking at you now like you're weird?
That usually happens.
It usually happens with Jody. I can vouch for that. So nothing out of the ordinary right now. Jody Avergon, Brian Lehrer Show, producer at the 8th Avenue.
Brian, can I add one more thing?
Of course.
you know, the thing that I actually think is going to go away, which I actually think is going to be an immediate change, is the sort of stop at the top of the stairs as you're entering the subway to sneak that last text message out before you get on, anticipating that you're going to lose service. I actually did that instinctively as I was getting on the train here into the subway station here, and then I realized, oh, I can just keep walking, and this text is going to keep sending. So no more people stopping short and causing a big pileup.
I've done it 1,000 times myself. Jody Avergan, thanks a lot. We have work for you to do, so come back to the station, okay?
I'm on my way.
And Pete Donahue, transportation reporter for the Daily News. How much is this costing the MTA, and why is it worth it?
It's not costing the MTA anything, actually. Transit Wireless, which is a group of companies, is doing all the build-out, the antennas and cables, and that's about as detailed I can give you on the technology to make this work, which estimated it would be like $200 million for the whole system. They're paying everything, the MTA, after, I guess, when the final station is done, which is supposed to be 3 or 4 years, the MTA will start getting annual revenue of $3.3 million. So it's not costing them anything to actually get some money.
Are there any other cities that have done this, in their undergrounds and how it's worked out?
Yeah, I think they have. I think, you know, New York is a little late to this, but part of it is it's such a unique system, and it's very challenging to do any kind of construction, any kind of work in the tunnels because the trains never really stop. So yeah, it's done elsewhere. I can't name off the top of my head which cities do have it, but I believe they do have it.
Yeah, I know there was an incident recently in the San Francisco system, the BART, as they call it out there, Bay Area Rapid Transit, where they shut down cell phone service on the platforms in order to thwart protesters.
Right, right.
So I don't know if, considering what just happened with the NYPD and the anti-Wall Street protesters above ground, I wonder if the MTA retains the right to turn this off in any sort of scenario.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they've thought all these things through. And one question that always comes up when we've been writing about this story on and off for the last couple of years is people ask, isn't this a security concern, and the fact that, a terrorist or someone could set off a bomb by using a cell phone. But, the MTA doesn't do anything, doesn't even tie its shoes without checking with the police department on things like this.
Right. So let's go back to 14th and 8th because our Brian Lehrer Show intern, Chad, is on that platform and has something to report. Hey, Chad.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So what you doing?
Well, I was walking around looking for people waving their left arm. I caught a guy sort of slapping his arm, and it was that first caller, so I gave him a bunch of buttons and keychains.
One lonely Brian Lehrer Show listener on the 8th Avenue AC&E platform waving his left arm when we asked everybody to do it.
Yeah. I've been spreading the word, though. I think soon there will be not a single person who's not waving their left arm.
I think so. Very, very, very soon. We just have to get more people listening to the show, I think is the bottom line there, who happen to own cell phones and happen to be on the 8th Avenue subway platform at exactly the same time. What did you give the guy?
Oh, I gave him some buttons, a keychain that has a light on it in case he needs that, and a notepad that has a pen attached to it.
Always good things in subway tunnels. All right, Chad Jones, Brian Lehrer Show intern. Come back to work.
Will do.
And Pete Donahue, before you go, how quickly will this come to other stations?
They're going to roll it out to 30 more stations, including some of the major hubs like Times Square and Herald Square in the next 12 months. And then I think they've got 4 years to do the whole build-out. So they're pretty optimistic. The MTA regularly pushes back deadlines, but they're pretty optimistic they can get this done on time.
And I think we'll go back to Jody at the 8th Avenue platform, 14th Street, to take us out with a little subway platform musician serenade.
Yeah, Brian, I have C here. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He's going to play a little music. This is Underneath 14th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue.
And the name of it is Hotel California. Thank you.
Hotel California. What a completely inappropriate choice for this segment. But sounds good. Jody, see you back here. Thanks again to everybody who participated in the experiment. The cell phone on the subway platform era has begun. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.